budget crisis, UCSB's campus newspaper, The Daily Nexus, recently decided to cut down production to only 4 issues a week. KCSB reporter Casey Kabachi brings us the report.
Last Thursday, in a staff editorial headlined Black and White and Dead All Over, The Daily Nexus announced that Friday's edition will be cut due to monetary concerns. Previously, The Nexus was publishing 5 days a week. KCSB talked to Nexus editor-in-chief David Ferry, who says advertising money could not make up for the rising cost of printing a Friday issue. According to Ferry, individual salaries make up the majority of the Nexus's budget.
You know, we always have rough winter quarters to begin with, so we knew advertising was going to be bad this quarter. And on top of that, you know, with the economy going off the cliff, we are actually just afraid that if we continue to publish a Friday paper this quarter, we're going to be so deep in the red that we won't be able to crawl back out. The thing is, we're not doing any worse than we've been doing for the past 8 years, but the price of newsprint went up and the price of ink went up too, so they're not making up for the ads we're selling. So, I mean, it was the last thing we wanted to do. The only other, you know, the last resort is firing people, so this is the second to last resort.
However, the Nexus will be putting up a Friday edition online, as well as improving its website.
Now we're going to be doing as much as we can on Fridays online, which is, you know, I suppose the future of it all. But it still makes me kind of sad, because especially for a college paper, one that you read in the lecture hall when you're listening to History 4B, it's not something I'd like to read on my iPhone. So that upsets me, and that's why I feel that even though we're like the fourth or so major college daily to have to cut its Friday edition. So, I mean, I know the push, especially once you get into the real journalism world, is online, you know, fast, fast, fast. But that's why we want to get the print back. We are in the process of redoing our site yet again. It's pretty ugly at the moment. Hopefully in the next month or two, we will have a prettier, more accessible site that has more online content specifically that you can't find in the print edition. And ad revenues are online are steadily climbing, but not enough to get a Friday paper back yet.
The decision to cut Friday's edition was made as a last resort to cut costs by Nexus Publications director Jerry Roberts, and will save the paper $15,000. Ferry says the paper will try to get as much of Friday's edition online as possible, and hopes students will become more aware of the website.
On Fridays, the news editors are still coming in. We're still going to have sports and opinion. So we're going to, at the moment, last Friday, we produced about, well, I don't know, 3/4 of an issue, I'd say, and got it all online. We're hoping to get as much online as possible. We want any breaking news absolutely online if it happens Thursday night, T-Fire, for instance. So we're trying to make up for the product, get it all what would have been in print online.
Ferry is pursuing a career in print journalism after he graduates.
God, I hope there's a future. I don't know. I keep reading things. The Atlantic this month has something that says the New York Times may not be printing a paper by May. Online is definitely the future in that it's, but the newspaper industry can't go on like this where it's giving its product away for free.
There is a possibility Friday's edition of The Nexus will be back spring quarter. This is Casey Kapachi reporting for KCSB Community News.
This is Allie Myers thanking you for listening to KCSB Community News today. News is brought to you by Roel Ballon, Casey Kapachi, Harry Lawton, Kathy Murillo, Jordan Katz, and myself. Stay tuned for Free Speech Radio News.